Process of cadaveric organ donation. When a patient is admitted to the hospital with fatal injury or critical illness, healthcare professionals would make every attempt to save his or her life with effective medical treatment. If the patient fails to respond to medical treatment and his or her conditions continue to deteriorate to an irreversible state, healthcare professionals would provide appropriate end-of-life care. They would also provide emotional support and care for the family members. Healthcare professionals would contact the patient's family members or caregivers to take care of the needs of the patient's and his family members in all aspects, which include respecting the patient's dignity, honoring the wishes of both the patient and his or her family members, discussing the treatment and care plans for him or her with the family members, and providing emotional support for the family members and take care of their physical, psychological, and spiritual needs. Two experienced doctors who are not involved in organ transplant services would carry out independent tests to determine if a patient is brain dead. Healthcare professionals would assess a patient's suitability for deceased organ donation only after he or she has been declared brain dead. The organ donation coordinator of the hospital authority would provide bereavement care, emotional support, and necessary assistance for the family members. The organ donation coordinator will affirm if the deceased has expressed a wish of organ donation while alive through the following means: checking against the centralized organ donation register system, checking for a signed organ donation card, asking the family members. The organ donation coordinator would discuss with family members whether the deceased had expressed a wish of organ donation while alive. He or she would explain the details of organ donation to the family members and would also seek their written consent to deceased organ donation. After obtaining the family's written consent, healthcare professionals would conduct relevant assessment of the donor and cross-match between the waitlisted patients and the deceased donor. The hospital authority has set up registries of patients awaiting different organ transplants and a mechanism for allocation of deceased organs. The donated organs would be transplanted on suitable patients who are in need and with expected clinical benefits. The hospital would arrange harvesting of the deceased organs for transplantation as soon as possible. The operation would be conducted under general anesthesia, and healthcare professionals would give full respect to the deceased donor throughout the process. The incision would be properly managed to protect the appearance of the deceased donor. Upon completion of organ harvesting, the deceased donor would be transferred back to the ward for last respect by the bereaved family. The procedure and time required for collecting the deceased body are comparable to those in other deceased cases without organ donation and would not affect the funeral arrangement. An important decision if you can rekindle the hope for more than 2,000 patients waiting for organ transplant. Please support organ donation. Register online now.